Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. Before we get started, we'd like you to help us out. First, go to our Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page, comment on our post. We currently have a poll up. Put your fucking answers in, and we'll have a conversation. Then go to Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle is
@GumsNaturalPod.
And then when you do that, you can go to iTunes. You can rate the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, and you'll get that podcast every week when it becomes available without having to do a goddamn thing. So, with all that being said, we'll get this started proper. Cody, what's our name?
Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody. We're going to mix things up today.
Is that Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Danny DeVito's
old white-haired. Old as fuck.
But does he must dye his hair then for...
That's Barack Obama, though, in case anybody was wondering who that guy next to him was.
That's also...
I thought it was Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, yeah.
No, it's Barack.
No, it's Mark Ruffalo.
Barrio, as I call him. Fofo.
And then Mark Ruffalo.
Make sure all your kids don't grow. Who's that bitch on the far right? She looks familiar.
I can't see it right now.
Well, it's a picture of...
Move your hand. I'm trying to...
Move my hand.
I don't know who it is.
I can't see it, so...
Show...
Isn't that What's-Her-Face from that one thing? She's an actress, right?
Yeah, she looked like it. All right, so you guys don't feel out of the loop. At the bottom of the picture, it's Danny DeVito, because he's the shortest. And then... where the normal people are from left to right, it's one of the Obama kids, Obama, the Hulk, and a actress lady yet to be determined.
You do know it says her name right there, right?
Where, the actress lady?
No, Barack Obama's daughter, Malia.
Okay, it's Malia. Fuck's sake, like it matters?
I thought you were like,
no,
I thought you were trolling. I was like, it says it right where you're
no,
looking.
No, it was just.
But did you notice describing. That she's holding his hand all weirdly?
Dude, she loves Danny DeVito. That's a
legit thing?
An actual fact.
Malia,
real fact.
Malia loves Danny DeVito?
All the Obamas do.
Yeah, they're big Trollfoot fans?
Yeah.
To be fair, though, who doesn't love Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
Right?
Probably the one person I could guess, Batman.
That's the Penguin, though.
That's also true.
I mean, I wouldn't even say
the
it, you know.
The mama that got thrown from the train, probably not a big fan.
But it
also Gregory Hines for the first three quarters of the Renaissance Man, not a big Danny DeVito fan.
Then they became friends,
and then they okay with each other.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Just so, in case you're worried,
I'm not worried at all.
You know who else was in Renaissance Man? Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, yeah. Mark Wahlberg's finest
that
work.
You know the casting of this.
He movie. Loves that movie.
Renaissance Man's great, dude. That movie's hilarious. Mm. Who's the other one? There's one more.
You're not thinking of the robot movie with.
You're thinking of Bicentennial Man.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure. People often do that, so I'm gonna make sure you're not thinking the wrong movie. That movie's sad as fuck.
And also way too fucking long.
And a thing.
Yeah.
Boom.
Fair enough.
What's your favorite Danny DeVito movie?
Probably. That's a tough question.
Twins.
It's a good guess.
The way he thought of it, I think he was trying to think of something else.
Yeah, I was like, damn it. That's a really good one because it has Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
But even take Schwarzenegger out of it, DeVito is fantastic.
Yeah, he is fantastic in the movie. I don't know.
Matilda? Is it Matilda?
Gross.
His favorite DeVito movie is Matilda.
You're off.
Joe?
I'm trying to think as well. I have to look at his filmography because I can't think of a lot of his movies.
He's really good in those... Romancing the Stone and Jewel of the Nile movie. It's also really good in War of the Roses, but that movie's not very good.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah, that I can't
but it
really...
wasn't like a... He wasn't obviously a main character.
Nah, he was just kind of there squinting all the time, being all weird and shit.
Squinting all the time.
He did.
I know, it just sounds funny when you say it that way.
My Little Pony Movie, 1986.
Yeah, that's probably it, if I had to guess.
The Grundle King. Ugh. That's hilarious.
The Grundle King?
That Twins. Sounds terrible. War of the Roses. Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Last Action Hero. I don't remember him in that. Oh, he was a voice. Okay. Who's Talking Now? Look Who's Talking Now. Renaissance Man. Junior. Ah.
Ugh.
Get Shorty. Space Jam. Mars Attacks. Hercules. That actually might be one of his best movies.
Oh, that's... God damn it. Him as Phil.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good role.
Man on the Moon. But,
oh, fuck. He was good in that one, too.
Which is just funny because that was him playing from the Taxi show.
No.
Which he did in real life. Big Fish? I never saw it.
I liked that movie.
Be Cool.
He's really funny in those movies, but he's not in it very much to count as a DeVito movie.
Yeah. The Lorax. He played the Lorax. I never saw it.
It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
I would have to say it's either Ruthless People or Throw Mama from the Train.
Ruthless People. I'm going to go with Twins. I'm going to stick with Twins. So we got Hercules. Twins and Ruthless People.
Hercules.
Hercules. I like God Hercules. Damn it. We're a diverse group of people, guys. Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Good job.
Good job.
Wrap up the podcast.
Wrap it up. We're not going to top that.
Mike, what's your wrestling for today?
I don't really have any.
You piece of shit.
Everything's kind of stalled out right now. Last time I was on the podcast, I had lied to everybody and said Fastlane, the big pay-per-view, was last Sunday. It's not. It's this upcoming Sunday.
Are you sure?
Yep, positive this time.
Fact check it?
Yeah, I did. I had sources, and like, sources confirm that.
Why are you pointing at me? Sunday.
It's one if it's you.
No, he's not my source. I have other sources, unnamed sources. I have the best sources.
Google?
My sources are amazing.
Sources.
You have no idea how great my sources are.
Best.
And I promise you, my sources
believe
are always
me.
Right.
Believe me.
I don't want to now.
But, yeah, so Fastlane, big pay-per-view, Kevin Owens versus Goldberg. Are they going to throw us a swerve and let Kevin Owens keep his title going in a Mania? Which, fucking Christ, I hope, but I doubt it. I think Goldberg is going to win. But either way, it's going to be fun. Whatever. But everything's kind of...
I want him to win.
Waiting right now until after the Fastlane pay-per-view. And then we really ramp up speculation as to what's going to happen at the biggest wrestling event of the year, which is WrestleMania coming up. And
what like WrestleMania five, six, is this? WrestleMania
34?
Damn.
I want to say 34? It's a lot of manias, man. A lot of manias.
WrestleMania has been going on since Cody's been born.
Dang.
Dang.
Actually, I'm older than that.
Dang.
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 But yeah, so everything's kind of just held off right now until that happens, and then we'll should have some fun speculating on toe. So next week, we'll talk about what I think the card's going to be. What I think is going to happen, and we'll, you know, little twists and turns on the road to WrestleMania, and we'll talk more about it later. Joe, why don't you talk about science?
So, about the only thing that really interested me this week is that for some reason, SpaceX announced that, Elon Musk announced that so two unknown people have paid an unknown amount of money in order to fly around the moon next year and come back.
Damn. How much do you think it was?
It easily into the
millions.
I mean, I'm thinking at
like
least
double digit millions.
20 million. Because we've already gone over this before that the Russians do what? It was like 13 million or something like that.
It was 22, I think 21 or 22 million.
21, 22 million. So it would obviously have to start there and go higher, especially for Elon Musk to just be like, yeah, okay, I'll accept your money and fuck it, go. Especially next year. It begs the question for me to you guys. I know we've talked about this before, especially for long distance trips, but for such a shorter trip, would this be something that you guys would be interested in?
Yes.
Mike says yes. Cody?
I'm still undecided.
Now
let me put it like this.
Unequivocally
put it like this. Let me put it unequivocally like this.
Also that.
Within the past couple years, SpaceX has had 3 losses of rocket ships in the first stage.
As in, like, not even leaving.
Like, yet, it gets up and boom. So going next year, would you still go?
When was the last time?
It was.
When was the last one exploded?
About a month or so ago.
this year?
Yeah, because when they launched from 39A, that was the first time that they had launched since the last explosion.
Oh, fuck me. Really? I thought it was like more than a year ago.
No.
Oh, shit. Hell no.
I'd do it.
No, good. You guys can go.
Okay.
Get your 40-something minute together and have fun dying, hopefully, in space. Maybe make it that far so you can at least say you went to space and then died.
I mean, I wouldn't pay $20 million for it.
No.
If I had $20 million. No. If I had $40 million, I wouldn't pay $20 million for it.
But if you had $20 million to just dispose of, just like, here's an extra $20 million, I emptied my wallet out this week.
I would honestly say I would. If I had $40 million and it cost me $20 million to do a trip around the moon, I think I would, because
you could easily more than like quadruple your money on like books and
endorsements and stuff like that. But I'm not even thinking about making a monetary gain.
So nobody ever knows.
I wouldn't even think about making a monetary gain off of it.
This is all about the science.
I'm just thinking of the fact that I wouldn't be able to spend $1 million.
If you had $40 million, you could spend $40 million. When I was a little kid, I used to think $1,000 was a lot. I get it.
I get what you guys are saying. Like, it's easy to spend money on tons of shit, and especially shit that you don't need. But to me, I don't think I would be able to do that. I'm not going to buy a ginormous mansion, shit tons of cars, go on fucking vacations all the time, travel around the world in luxury jets. Yes.
Like work?
Yes.
Like for a company?
Yes.
I think you'd spend $1 million.
No.
Easily.
I couldn't even see myself retiring at this point because I have no fucking clue what I would do with myself.
Spend $1 million? I mean, $1 million a year, 20 years.
But I couldn't spend $1 million a year.
You could do it.
I can't even barely spend that. Well, I mean,
you
want to
go hang out with Elon Musk? You got to spend some money. You got to spend some money to make something so he becomes friends with you, and then we can hang out with him. Money well spent.
That's not, I don't know.
Spending money.
Not from my perspective. If I have to spend money to get friends, that's awful.
No. They did not say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I said you have to spend money to make something, so he recognizes you as something, and then you become friends.
Yeah, but that would be an income at that point. I would have an income at that point. I'm literally saying I win the lottery.
Yeah.
And it's only a $40,000 lottery would be awful. $40 million lottery. I spend $20 million of it on going to space, and I could literally live the rest of my life on the rest of that money and have millions left over by the time I die. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
But saying you never spend $1 million is asinine.
Over the course of my life, I could spend $1 million. Yes.
I could spend $1 million.
If I had $40 million, I guarantee you by the time I die, I would have spent $40 million.
Would you Bruce or Millions it?
Mm-hmm.
Love that movie.
I can see going out and do the stuff that I would enjoy, but a lot of that stuff doesn't cost millions and millions of dollars, and the stuff that is expensive can be dumbed down to the point where it's not that expensive.
Yeah, but
it's the difference between taking first class on a plane versus economy class type of stuff.
I would take first class
all day.
Me being 6'5", depending on where I'm going,
or dollar bills, yo.
But that's what I'm saying. That could could be, also be another thing, you know, the difference between taking my own plane and taking a commuter plane, you know. I would actually probably just rather take the commuter, buy first class tickets, okay, but I'm not spending millions of dollars on a fucking private jet.
I am.
Because I don't want to. Not I mean, granted, yes, it's your personal jet and whatnot, but there's just so much other upkeep and other bullshit that you have to deal with, and I wouldn't want to deal with it.
Let's buy an electric jet. That's the thing, right?
Not yet.
I would become friends with Elon Musk and buy their first Tesla plane.
I don't...
They're working on it, I'm sure.
I don't think so.
It is a thought somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's like, we're going to make electric planes.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
How would that run?
On electricity. Durr.
Nah.
And?
Nah. You just plug it in the whole time.
Plug it in the whole time. You plug it into the sun. Sun.
With you're batteries. Closer. Is it a car?
Closer, sun.
Car's batteries. You don't keep the car plugged in.
Oh, yeah.
Got a ginormous extension cord just going out the back.
That's why you can only go 424 miles. Cord unplugs.
Just you hit the end and you're just like, and it accidentally unplugs it all the way at home.
You're like, ah, like, oh, damn it.
And then you're just stuck there in the air forever until somebody unplugs it back in for you. That's how that would work, right?
World's worst plan.
No? You guys ever tell you what my favorite Bugs Bunny cartoon was?
No.
Is it the one where he takes the rocket ship?
No. He's on a plane, and the plane, like, the engines fell, and the plane starts to crash. And there's a lot of stuff leads up, but this is the last part. There's Bugs and one other person on the plane. Everyone else has bailed out.
And he steps out of the plane.
No. So it's falling, and it just cuts to these hilarious scenes of Bugs Bunny, like,
freaking out,
chattering on his nails and, like, freaking out and sweating. His eyes are all big and bloodshot. And then it cuts away to a commercial, like, right as the plane's about to hit the ground. Yeah. When it comes back, the plane is just, like, 2 feet above the ground and completely, like, facing it. And then Bugs Bunny jumps out. He's like, oh, the plane ran out of gas. And that was the end of the cartoon. I was like... Yes.
They've done that a few times. There's one where he does an emergency brake. And there's one where, like, he's going by and he just steps out and the plane crashes.
Yeah.
Good, too.
Nice.
Hey, not to derail
this
the science stuff, but I looked up the WrestleMania thing. Yeah. So the first WrestleMania was March 31st, 1985.
I was 2 years old.
I was... negative years old.
So this year's WrestleMania is April 2nd. It is WrestleMania 33.
No.
And the headliner is what they list here is Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar.
No.
Mike, who was the first final match?
The first main event?
First main event of WrestleMania. Number one in New York, New York, Madison Square Garden on March 31st, 1985.
It was Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Rowdy Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
There you go.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Boom.
How many times have you watched it?
I've seen that one. The match isn't really that great. It was more the spectacle. I've seen it a few times, though. Mm-hmm. To go along with, like, the whole showbiz side of it, Muhammad Ali was special guest referee in that match.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Liberace was the timekeeper.
You even know who Liberace is?
Yeah.
Besides Austin Powers?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. But, yeah.
Why was WrestleMania 2 in 3 different locations?
Because the first WrestleMania... Vince McMahon put everything into it, and a lot of people said if it failed, it wasn't gonna like WWE or F at the time would have just gone under. Luckily, it succeeded. WrestleMania 2, they're trying to be super cool again and held it basically 3 miniature events in different locations
on the same day.
On the same day, and it as you watch it on pay per view. You watched it in order.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you're at home, you watched one show, but it was different arenas, different cities. It was a cool idea, but it didn't work. They've never done that.
So Mr. T versus Roddy Piper
in a boxing match. Which, funny story about that,
Mr. T missed a spot. Mr. T and Roddy Piper never liked each other, and Roddy Piper was real protective of the business, especially way like back then in that time where everything was you know, still real. Mm-hmm. Mr. T missed a spot and made Roddy Piper look stupid. So Roddy Piper just went ahead and grabbed him and body slammed him and started kicking him for reals. And that's how the match ended, which as a kid watching it, obviously not when it happened, but later on, I was like, oh, you know, bad guy Roddy Piper just lost his temper and couldn't win for real. But then, like, finding the story, it was just like weeks of Mr. T being an asshole in the whole scheme of things. And that was really just Roddy Piper losing his temper and basically ending the match, which looked cool. So,
yeah,
it was a win for Piper.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Also, was it WrestleMania 3 where Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant?
Yes.
That's the one, okay.
In front of what at the time was the largest indoor attendance record of all time. At the Pontiac Silverdome.
93,173 people.
Yep. And that was built up as the first time Hulk Hogan had, or anybody had ever picked up Andre the Giant and slammed him. Mm-hmm. At this point, Andre the Giant was already kind of past his prime and really couldn't do much physically because he had so many back problems and everything by then.
Yeah.
But he mustered up enough to make that match look good. But that was actually not the first time Hulk Hogan had body slammed him. Outside of the WWF, they had a run where they fought each other a lot, and Hogan and other people had actually body slammed Andre the Giant before.
Wow.
That was one of the first things that proved to me that wrestling wasn't real, is the first time I saw Hulk Hogan body slamming him way before WrestleMania 3, like 5-6 years beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, why would they fucking lie in WrestleMania 3 and tell me that was the first time it ever happened?
Technically, it was the first time it happened because the statement was the first time Hulk Hogan body slammed him in WWF history.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Or the first person to ever body slam Andre the Giant in WWF history. Yeah. So technically, it was correct.
But also, if you go back, this is the weird part. WrestleMania 1, headlined by Hulk Hogan. WrestleMania 2, it had three main events, but the big one was Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy in a steel cage match. Yep. WrestleMania 3, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant. First three, all headlined by Hulkamania.
The Hulkster. And the fifth one, he was back.
Yep.
But the fourth one, he was having back surgery.
He was not wrestling, but fourth. WrestleMania 4 was the tournament year. Yeah. That year they had a tournament. The whole event was a tournament for the WWF title, which Macho Man beat Ted DiBiase in the finals for, mm-hmm. with the help of Hulk Hogan, who was not active at the time. So,
damn.
Again, Hulk Hogan in the main event, just not officially in it. And then the next year, which was an entire year-long program, essentially. So in between WrestleMania 4 and WrestleMania 5, you had Hulk Hogan and Macho Man team up with the Mega Powers for about half the year, a little over half the year, built up this big friendship and everything. And then Macho Man turned heel or went bad guy. And so a year-long storytelling process to get from WrestleMania 4, where Hulk Hogan helped Macho win the title, to get to WrestleMania 5, where it was Hulk Hogan versus Macho Man for the title, which was super dope.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty much the headliner of...
Yeah.
So there's the... Randy Savage versus Ted DiBiase. Obviously, he was there, but he wasn't in it.
Right.
Next year, as Mike just said, was Randy Savage versus Hulk Hogan. Then it was Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan. Then it was Sergeant Slaughter versus Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
Then Hulk Hogan versus Sid Justice.
AKA Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious,
or
yeah.
Psycho Sid.
Psycho yeah. Sid, whichever one you want to do. Then he had Yokozuna versus Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
Then WrestleMania 10 was the first year he was not the headliner since then. And it wasn't until Much later, I think I scrolled away from it.
Yeah, it was his last Mania for a long time because he went away, done with wrestling for a minute. Then he went to WCW for the long time, and he didn't come back till I want to say like 2002.
That after that, about right?
Yeah, he wasn't even the headliner either.
No, well, that was the Rock. That wasn't the main event, but if you watch that event in its entirety, that was the main event.
Yeah.
Because what followed after that was really, it was bad. The crowd, it was Rock versus Hogan, which was a great build-up. And so you had that match. And then after that match, it was Trish Stratus versus somebody, I can't remember, for the women's title, which was okay. You want to put a title on after it. I get that, but like, come on, be smarter. Hogan versus Rock is the headline.
The headline, yeah.
And then the main event of that one was Triple H versus Jericho, I think. And the crowd was just emotionally done after Hogan Rock. Cause it was 45 minutes of them screaming at the top of their lungs the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And so like you watch those last two matches, the crowd was just not fucking into it at all.
Well, which one is that? Because I don't see... The only Triple H was in 2000, and that was Triple H versus Rock versus Big Show versus Mick Foley.
So, the next year or 2 years after that was... So, the main event of that one would have been... I think it was 19, WrestleMania 19. So, then Triple H versus Jericho. WrestleMania 2000 is the only one that didn't...
Oh, 18.
Say which one it was, yeah.
WrestleMania 18. It was X8. Which is fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, Chris Jericho, who is the current champion against Triple H for the undisputed WWF Championship.
Yep.
In Toronto, Canada, just down the street from Joe's house in Canada.
Yeah, because Joe's Canadian, just like Chris Jericho.
Yep. Boom. Boom. Yeah, so that was a fun little thing with the stuff that I found.
Fair enough.
About it. So, yeah, rich people going to the space, being dummies.
Or money. Awesome.
It's spending a fuck ton of money. I mean, it's cool. I mean, you can't really say it.
But, like, how many people alive right now can say they've been to space back?
That are alive?
Yeah.
I actually don't know that number.
Can you give me a roundabout? Is it under 20? It's under 20,
no.
Right?
No, it's not under 20. Because of the space station.
I'm thinking of just America.
Like, yeah, you're thinking of just America. Plus, there are still quite a few older astronauts that are alive. So it's probably maybe 100 or so.
Still, though. So such a small amount comparative to... Like,
it's dangerous as fuck. That's why. And you're the big bean, like really good like physical shape to do it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, and you come back and you're all fucked up. Well, that one guy was gone for like 6 months.
Yeah, that's if you stay up there, though.
Yeah, it takes a while, yeah.
Well, he was gone for like 6 months, and he talked about like it took like a year for his like...
Yes, because astronauts do a lot of... They do a lot of exercise up in space, but there's still...
You can't like...
Because of the lack of gravity.
Completely, fix everything.
What's funny is Neil deGrasse Tyson was on Joe Rogan's podcast.
We were talking about that earlier.
And he was talking about movies because, you know, he used to tweet about, like, the scientific inaccuracies.
Yeah.
Which Joe Rogan was really telling him to keep doing it. It was funny. But he actually gave it up to, which I didn't think would be a thing, but he liked the premise and the ideal of the space between.
Yeah.
The movie where that kid is born on Mars, and he's like, the whole idea of that is scientifically sound about how his heart wouldn't be able to handle the gravity of Earth. I was like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah. He likes poking fun holes in those real science
movies. But he actually said if he goes out of his way to tweet about scientific inaccuracies is because there was enough scientific accuracies in the movie to catch his attention and make it worth his time of mentioning. And so he actually, on the podcast with Joe Rogan, he went through a lot of things that movies got right that was like really impressive that they took the time to go through and get correct. So
I'll have to listen to it.
Like Transformers.
Yeah. Really? Like Optimus Prime.
No.
Completely accurate.
He must all have three really liked, sizes that he's in.
He must have really liked Gravity then.
Yes, he. Well, he was talking about a lot of the things that Gravity did that he was really impressed.
Yeah, with. But then he's like, then the shit he was talking about it, like you could tell he didn't enjoy.
Well,
that movie.
Right, but a lot of this comes about because of there Gravity. Was something that's when there, he yeah. like that's when he really started just like tweeting yeah. about all this shit.
And he got well when he started getting the death threats is when he went after Star Wars.
Yeah,
which is a mistake in general.
Because it's not much yeah. of a yeah, it's not
because also BB-8 space metal. You don't know what that would do it's on sand.
Well, the funny thing about that, and I literally just read that a couple days ago. I don't know why. They actually built a functioning robot, and he worked perfectly fine on the sand. So,
In your face,
yeah.
Don't go after Neil deGrasse Tyson.
If he listens to the show, I'm going after him.
No, don't right? do that.
Yeah,
no,
dude, listeners, bro. Listeners,
don't go after listeners. Broadcast us into space.
Listeners. I mean, technically, kind of can if we really want to.
Well, yeah,
because you know, satellites and stuff.
And also, he's a lot more calm about those flat Earth fucks.
Than he's I funny about those flat Earth fucks too,
because he's like, as long as what they think doesn't hurt anybody else. He's like, whatever. But he's real condescending when he says it, so he knows he's throwing shade at him.
Yeah.
But it's like, I get upset, really upset at the Flat Earth people. But because I think, especially when someone like a Kyrie Irving, who went to fucking college and is a big star in the NBA, says dumb shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, Kyrie Irving has influence over young kids.
Right.
Like, shut your fucking mouth.
What did he say?
He said he believes the earth is flat.
Like, legitimately believes the earth is flat.
Yeah. He thinks the earth is flat.
A disc.
And then...
What?
He said it during the All-Star break, so media is all there, and there's a bunch of other players. And Draymond Green said, I don't know if the earth is flat or not, but what's it matter if he thinks that? And he said, it might be flat. I was like, no, fuck you, Draymond Green. Stop it. The earth is not flat. They're scientists. All the scientists have proof as to why it's not flat. And it's, they keep fucking, I think it's dangerous. Because, like,
at a certain point, it is dangerous. Because I think, like, the difference is. Because
the flat earth people and the anti-vaccinations people are, like, the same fucking dummies. Oh, and one technically doesn't hurt anybody, the other one does, but it's like, isn't I feel like that's a slippery slope to be fucking with.
Yeah, and the difference between like just your average person that's just like, no, it's flat, and the difference in the NBA star who's quoted as saying it's flat, you know, it reaches obviously more people than the one person that's just like, oh yeah, no, I think the world is flat.
Yeah, and he even referenced like B.O.B. took a picture from some fucking mountain and said, like, if the earth was flat, then why can't I see Manhattan from here?
Yeah.
And Neil deGrasse Tyson did the math. He's like, technically, you wouldn't be able to see the island of Manhattan, but any building over 15 stories would breach that level, and that's what you see in the picture. And he tries to present that, and they're like, oh, and they get all pissy about it. It's like, he's smarter than all of you. Shut the fuck up and listen to the smart guy. Like, let him.
Which is another thing I've never understood. It's like, if.
Oh,
if the basketball player. Well, just real quick. If the basketball player was a physicist and said this.
Like from Futurama.
Yeah.
Because they're.
It would be awful, yes. But you're like, okay, he's a physicist. He's wrong. He's a physicist. But you're literally talking to a basketball player that I'm going to make a gross assumption. Probably didn't take physics.
Or graduate.
Well, he only played 1 year in college, so I doubt he took any classes.
And that's what I mean.
Because he was a really good basketball player.
But from his perspective, he's going to believe his shit rather than the people who actually do this for a living, scientists.
And one of Draymond Green's thing was like, I can make a picture look curved with my phone with the pano picture. Like, why can't you fake that? And I was like, oh, God. Like, obviously you could fake it.
Why would you fake it?
But why? What's
faking it?
There's a difference of taking a picture and seeing a round, like a sphere, turn from a fixed location in space.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they're on the moon and they have video of the Earth spinning, like, you can see the planet move round, which means you see one side of it and then you see more of it.
Makes me wonder, like, if he thinks the world is flat, then is China and everything on the same plane as America?
I don't know. I don't think he's smart enough to fucking think about stuff.
Or is there a flip side? Like, I think it's he thinks it's flat.
And you inception over to the other side.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't get that. Like,
like you just take that step and it fucking conveyor belts you over. Like, not like Discworld where,
like, the water runs off the side and it's infinite. Like, the water comes up through the planet and goes off the sides. And we're on the back of a turtle.
Uh-huh.
Like, he literally legit thinks, I think it's inception-wise, where it's just like...
So there's like an actual edge. There is a corner that it hits and then a corner that goes back. Or maybe it just...
Who knows what that dummy thinks? And I was a big Kyrie Irving fan too.
Until he started talking
like he was flat earther, and now I want Cleveland to lose in the first round of the playoffs, which it upsets
and him
me.
To break both kneecaps.
And here's the thing: here's what pisses me off. I don't want him to break both kneecaps, or like twist an ankle and then take a class on if the Earth is flat or not. But here's the thing that pisses me off:
look like Earth
is.
Right, actually?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He would never be able to deny. He's like,
but what makes me the most mad about this is, like, I was like, oh, I hate Cleveland now. I want them to lose because that guy's really dumb. And I'm like, obviously, you know, Golden State's going to win the title. And then fucking Draymond Green, player for the Golden State Warriors, are like, oh, yeah, it could be flat. I'm not saying it is, but it might be. Fuck, I don't want either. And those are the two. Ugh. I'm hoping for whatever... Which, by the way, this all came out. Channing Frye and Richard Jefferson are two guys who play on the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they do a podcast.
Okay.
So on the airplane is when they're recording this.
Okay.
And Richard Jefferson and Channing Frye rip into Kyrie Irving real bad when he was talking about the Earth being flat. And Richard Jefferson popped up after the All-Star break in practice, and they're interviewing him in practice, and he had a shirt that said Cleveland Cavaliers flat world champions. So I gotta give it up for Richard Jefferson. He is his troll level on that has been that's fantastic. Awesome. He's doing good work.
fucking morons, dude.
Yeah,
right? Listening to that the Joe Rogan with Neil deGrasse Tyson was mind-blowing to know how smart that fucking guy is, but also, like, he has such a good sense of humor.
And how much he loves to talk, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's genuinely excited about explaining stuff to people. Yeah. I don't know why it makes it so infectious to want to listen to him.
The thing, though, about that is he's the kind of guy where he's not doing it on purpose, but when he's explaining stuff, he's using terms and big words that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Then he sees the shit, like, when he's talking to Joe Rogan, who is a very, believe it or not, a very, very smart guy.
Yeah.
And not just about, like, the stuff he cares about, but, like, just in general, he's a smart guy.
He's a curious guy, which is really all you need to be, is just curious and open to information.
Yeah. But when he's talking to him and he's explaining stuff, you can see, like, the when he loses him in his face, he's like, oh, so this is this and this. And he's like, oh, okay. And I was like...
Dude, when he started talking about, like, the infinite sizes of infinity, I was like, holy fuck. And then Joe Rogan's like, oh, my stupid fucking brain hurts.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier today. Or, like, I was talking about, like, how the way he described that blew my mind, because you always think, whenever someone says infinite, you think, oh, okay, it's just, you know, it's forever or whatever. And he's like, yes, it is, but
different amount of infinities can go into a certain affinity.
Yeah, he's like, it's not, fuck. Like, infinity is not a specific number. It's a series of numbers.
Yeah.
So if infinite, if you, like, one is a number, infinite is numbers of something. And I was like, oh, okay. So it's not like, hey, there's an infinite amount of water, right? That means it's unlimited, doesn't ever come back. That's not infinite.
That's not infinite. No, yeah.
That's unlimited.
Yeah.
That's what people... It blew my mind. I was like, oh, shit. I think I've done that several times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh... Because people... He said the whole argument was like, when people say... You know, you say, oh, 100. Like, 101. Like, million one. It's like, infinite one. It's like, technically, that's right. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And Joe Rogan did the same thing. I was like, he's like, what? He's like, yeah, because it's like, infinite is the next... It would be the next one. He's like,
yeah.
Oh, I was like, oh, shit, that's right.
Because
you always see the infinite sign,
but
that's actually the infinity sign. And infinity is different than infinite, because infinity is literally a number you can't grasp, so it just seems like it is the same, you know, it's over. But I was like, yeah, this dude, This dude has forgot more than all three of us will ever learn in our entire lives.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking stupid.
Are you going to get his book?
I think so.
I think I'm going to get it, too.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pre-order it because he asked us to pre-order it on the podcast. I was like, all right, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I was like, well,
you sold me.
I might even buy an actual printed version of it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. 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 When's the last time I did that wasn't a comic book?
Hey. I don't know. That J.J. Abrams book with the map stuff. J.J. Abrams book,
I think that shit is the... Other than that was Star Wars bookie books. But
3 or 4 years ago?
Something like that, yeah. Other than the Star Wars...
And how far are you into it?
80-something pages.
out of, like, 400?
Like, yeah, other than, like, the Star Wars art of and the stuff, I don't think I've bought a real, real book other than that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's literally S is the last one I bought. Which is fucking weird to think about. Not the last book I bought, last physical book I bought.
You know what's also interesting that he talks a lot about, too, is, like, in a few years, he's going to have, like, a new plan for a curriculum for schooling.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Whoever the next president is, because obviously Trump's not going to do it. Whoever the next president is, just make Neil deGrasse Tyson in charge of education. Like, that's...
He even said he doesn't want to do that, though.
Yeah, but, like, you're the president. Well, next president... probably gonna be Oprah. At least make sure he does it.
Where did that come from? Like, I literally just read Oprah? About that.
Oh, that's no, all over. Like,
who cares?
Just, yeah,
but Trump's president now. All bets are off. Anyone could be president,
right?
Kim Kardashian, as soon as she hits 44, is gonna run for president. And there's no difference, no fucking difference between Kim Kardashian and Donald Trump.
Her hands are bigger,
except for that.
Yeah, that's probably right. Her hands are bigger.
You were going to say ass, but I don't think that's
true. I stopped myself and had to think and was like, no, it's probably his ass is probably bigger. No, yeah, I would love a reform in the education system, obviously, going through quite a bit myself. And I know Cody has and Mike has.
But I mean, even like the, not to get super political about it, but like even the fact that like the books that they're still putting these kids' hands are like out of date because of the whole Texas thing.
Yes.
Like, those books, there's, like, and I think it was Neil deGrasse Tyson even said something about it on something, where the books they're actually teaching kids with in school have incorrect information in them.
No. Yes,
still.
They do.
Like, proven facts that they've, in this day and age, the kids are learning out of printed books is fucking asinine.
Yeah, and there's no, and like, I really am interested in the whole confirmation bias theory of it, too, of, like, nobody has ever talked about that as a kid to me anyway. And Joe Rogan said the same thing. It's like, nobody, because you want it to be true, you're probably going to make it true. And like, there's no reason to question yourself as long as everyone else thinks it's true too. And I was like, fuck, dude.
The
like,
problem with that though, is that translates totally into adulthood. And it's just something that is ingrained in you that you don't want to be wrong.
No.
I mean, not to bring up Trump even more, but you know, you still have the people that are like, well, he doesn't lie. It's like, but we can prove that he's literally lying to you.
Like,
about
if you have
even
Google,
about the dumbest
you can fucking fact check the dumbest shit that he lies about.
Yeah. But that's a confirmation bias. Yes.
Yeah.
But I would just love to see, I wouldn't know what to do. I would love to see what his ideas would be for, I'm guessing he's doing like K-12 as well as college. That's what I'm going to guess.
His focus is on grade school.
Yeah. On grade school. I personally would always love to see college be more
structuralized,
be more at the student's own pace.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because I've never understood the whole, and I've had discussions with this about this with teachers, and I know of at least one that agreed with me was that I never understood how you could try and learn something like a chapter of a book, and then you take a test on it and you don't do very well on it, but you're still expected to know it for the final, but the rest of the class has moved on. There's no like, well, this is what I messed up on, I need to go back and relearn it. There's no time to do that because the rest of the class has moved on. You know, I've always hated that,
especially since you're paying for it.
Exactly.
Like, in grade school,
if it were a year-round thing and I take a test and I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't do so well. Maybe I need to go back through the chapters and whatnot and actually read them, because I was absolutely horrible with reading all my textbooks. Yeah. I didn't do it.
I have some textbooks that don't have pages that have been turned past, like halfway.
Well, yep. I always thought, like, especially now as I'm 29 now.
You'll fuck.
Right? But, like, I always felt like school, and I know this sounds dumb, but being done with high school at 18 is such an asinine thing to me, because, like, my curiosity for, and my this sounds dumb, but I can't think of another way to do it, but, like, thirst for knowledge didn't really kick in until I was, like, 24, 25, till I started being interested in other things, till I started being interested in, like, politics and how the government works and how, you know, financial systems work and how the economy works. Like, none of that shit really interests me in high school, so I didn't really give a fuck about it. And they gloss over all the important stuff so quickly anyway, because it's such a curriculum-based activity that, like, I always felt like, well, maybe it'd be cool if, like, school started later or, you know, there was another free education outlet for people later on, you know, if, like, it was the norm to, like, after high school, take a couple years off and do something and then, be, you know, go to college and have it be... Because, like, and I'm not saying, like, the one way to do it is, like, military. But that's really the only way to do it unless you come from money.
Right.
You know? So I wish there was, like, another way around not needing that, you know, work-life income to, to live right after high school. So you can fuck off for a while when you're still 18, 19, 20 and stupid.
Yeah.
And then you can get into college, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah. I'd also like to see colleges treat your degrees more like a, I've always said it more like a technical school, or like a trade where you're doing more hands-on learning with stuff, and actually doing, implementing what you're learning rather than just sitting there learning theory behind stuff and maybe applying it to some real world applications when you get later in your degree, when you do, when you have to do the senior design project, and even that is just conceptual still. There's nothing that will actually usually ever be built in some degrees. Like in mine, we didn't actually build anything, we just conceptualized stuff. So I would just say, if you could find a way to actually make it more feasible for students, and I always take it from my degree of aerospace engineering, astronautics, if you could give students the better ability to see all the nuances of building a rocket from ground to launch pad, it would be more helpful for students in understanding every little aspect of designing and flying a spacecraft. And you can transition that into any subject, you know.
Well, that's it, guys. We solved the education issue in America. Whoever's listening, get on that.
I would also say, you know, partner with local companies as well. I mean, for the most part, I know here we have it's now Orbital ATK. Was Orbital Sciences when I went to school, but they do internships, but they have, you know, it's something that you have to apply for. If the school worked with these local companies and was just like, hey, for your, during your senior year, one of your things is, one of your credit hour classes is to be an intern. Well, there you go. That gives you experience. One problem I've run into is that I'm not a networking person. And it really is about who you know and not necessarily what you know about getting a job. Because I've sat there and applied for stuff that says they don't expect you to have any experience, 0 to 1 years. And the few times that I have had interviews, I know at least one of them was like, well, you know, you're not really experienced. It's like, no shit.
Yeah.
You said you want somebody from 0 to 1 years. I'm literally fresh out of college. I don't have any experience. This will be my experience. This is what I want to be.
Guess
my
what
experience.
Zero is?
Zero.
A number none. That refers to none.
Yeah. So if you actually partnered with local companies so that you could do this type of stuff. You give these students education through working, then it'll help them out as they go further down the road. So
the whole point of everything we just said is the earth is fucking round. All right, not flat.
And if you went to fucking school for real, you would fucking know that.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving. Just another. The real issue is star athletes getting preferential treatment, not having to go to classes in college.
And then you have people listening to them like they're real fucking people.
I'm gonna be,
which they're
not. I'm
gonna
be absolutely mean on this. I've never liked college sports. I don't necessarily mind them, but I don't think that it should be a thing. I get it. I get what is there.
I think there should be an amateur area that they go into instead of college, because most colleges aren't there to educate people.
Yes.
They're there to make athletes and make money off those athletes.
Yeah.
And there are some colleges.
And I understand you'll get the argument that the ticket prices, the ticket sales and the concession sales bring in a lot of money to the schools, but how much of that goes back into the athletics program versus going into certain the actual school. And I know ASU has built a couple of buildings for different departments and whatnot, but I also know that they completely renovated the Sun Devil Stadium.
Yeah.
When I know for a fact that they were talking about shutting down the high-speed wind tunnel that's at ASU because it was over 40 or 50 years old. It's like you can't take some of that money and put it back into that. Another reason why is because they didn't have anybody that knew how to maintain it as well, is what I was told. I was like, really? Really?
Maybe, I don't know, your students?
Maybe.
You have engineers that you're teaching kids engineering, right?
But there are definitely sections of ASU, if you've ever been on ASU's campus, that are literally from the 1970s, 1980s. Like, it's fucking, you walk into those areas and you're like, wow, this is awful. Why can't they renovate this area?
This building's made before Mike was born.
No, seriously, it is. There are ones.
I think it's more than ones, I think.
Yeah.
I was going to say is grade school, to me, has always been seen as, You give you teach kids building blocks how to learn.
Yes.
So you teach them language, teach them numbers, and so that needs to be structured that way to get them. So when they start in K and they get out of 12, they're a functioning human being.
Yes.
That can go out into society and do something, be it run and register at McDonald's, sure.
Right.
But also give them ability, like that gives them enough to when they go to higher learning. That they should be able to choose what they want to do and not do more of that same shit they were already doing and have to do that.
Yeah.
Just to learn something else. Mm-hmm. Like, I shouldn't have to take a fucking math class that's almost exactly as I took in 12th grade, now that I'm paying for it with my own fucking money, to relearn the same things and maybe learn a little bit more, but just reaffirm what I learned already, do that for the next 4 years, and also try to learn whatever I'm trying to actually learn.
Yeah.
When maybe the math that I'm learning has nothing to do with what I'm doing.
No, and I completely forgot about that until you mentioned it. Yeah, all the courses that I've taken throughout my entire college life, there's a shit ton of them that I only took them because they were requirements for just general education or social humanity, stuff like that, you know. I took a class on psychology. It's like, okay, it was interesting, but it has nothing to do
with
engineering. I've taken classes on the history of Vietnam.
Yeah.
Again, very interesting class. Didn't need it for my degree at all.
Yeah, is there anything in the history of Vietnam that you learned that helps you build a fucking rocket?
Nothing.
There you go. You know, why?
The history of I took another class, history of Middle Ages from 14 something or other to 40, and it's like, it was an okay class. I fell asleep most of the time. But again, why am I taking all these classes that don't need? I get the school puts it as like, well, we're trying to broaden your horizons and
but if I have no interest in medieval individual. Fucking art from the 14th century.
Right. And the reason why I picked that is because, well, the other shit didn't seem interesting to me, so I just chose this one. But now I have to take the time out of my day in order to do the homework and studying and reading, because there was a lot of reading in some of those classes.
To try to learn something to pass a test for something you don't care about.
Exactly.
When I'm paying money.
Yep.
Or even if you're lucky enough to get grants and a full ride, cool. But you're spending money that someone else has given you, whatever, right? To spend years learning stuff that has nothing to do with where you want to go. If you want to broaden your horizons by learning medieval art from the 14th century, do it.
Yeah.
But don't saddle that on someone who wants to learn how to build a fucking rocket that doesn't explode and kill people when it's not intended to.
Yeah. I couldn't even name a fact from any of those classes right now.
Because then you burn it. You dealt all that time to learn it just so you could pass a test, mm-hmm. so you could have a credit that does not even go towards your actual degree other than the fact that you have to have it.
Yeah.
Yep. You have to have 12 points to get this degree, but only 6 of them have to be what your actual degree is for. The other 6 have to be random shit that we think you might have to take.
Yeah, to make you a more well-rounded individual or whatever their reasoning behind it is.
It always bothered me. Like, when I was doing radio broadcast, they're like, you also need to take a math class, an English class, and a sciences class. And I was like, all right, one of those makes sense. An English class, so I don't sound like a fucking moron if I'm on air.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Or if I'm trying, like, you know, when you're, because on radio, you have to write your own news articles.
Yep.
And you have to write everything, you do that. So to speak elegantly and not sound like a fucking moron,
mm-hmm.
which if you listen to the radio, I can understand taking an English class, mm-hmm. you know, but a sciences class, I'm not actually building the transponder used to broadcast radio at all. Not at all. Yeah. So why the fuck do I need to take that?
Yeah.
Like, earth sciences. What?
Right.
You know as far my earth sciences degree has to, or knowledge has to go for radio broadcasting?
You're on earth.
To know the difference between I'm AM done. And FM. AM travels along the earth. FM travels through shit. No? Okay, cool. I don't need to know that? Fine. Why the fuck do I need to learn it? You know, I get it. You want people to be smart, but those people aren't the smart people you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Joe needs math. Why? There's a lot of fucking math in building rockets.
Yeah.
I don't need math because I want to tell people what fucking Limp Bizkit's doing.
Right?
I don't need math in that?
No.
Not at all.
Because that shit doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I've never understood that.
Well, is Limp Bizkit's building rockets? You might need a...
If Limp Bizkit's building rockets, I'm done.
Yeah, you went to school. You've wasted so much of your own money and time.
Yeah.
So, yes, I agree that a reform of grade school...
This has been a weird podcast for us.
It's very strange.
This is actually how the podcast usually goes when you're not
here. Yeah, when you're not here. I don't know if you listened to the last few.
Yeah, I did, but...
Pretty fucking random.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what is the name of that book? I was gonna look it up and I forgot. I got distracted by Black and White Logan.
Which one?
The Neil deGrasse Tyson one.
Astrophysics for People in a Hurry.
That's what it was. It was astrophysics. I kept thinking, wow, what is that fucking word that he had in there? And I was gonna look it up and then I got distracted because there's talk of a maybe potential re-release of Logan in Black and White like they did Mad Max.
Be interesting. Have to see the original.
I want to watch it in regular first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Maybe if they did stylized black and white. I just don't see why black and white would.
We can't. It's not. That's tomorrow.
We'll wrap it up.
We're not even at the hour yet.
Yeah, no. We start wrapping it up now.
Well, just last thought. So,
we have a couple of things.
Flat around.
No.
Oblong?
Yes, actually.
Technically,
it's a spheroid. It's,
and Neil even said it, though, wasn't it on that one? He's talking about where it's not physically round?
It's spherical because the Earth rotating actually causes it to bulge out at the equator.
Yeah, because it's not made of a solid object.
Yeah.
Because it's the plates sitting on top of molten.
You know, layers, gases and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, so like it's not actually solid. So as it spins, it moves. Like just like if you were to take a, fill a water balloon up, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you could get it to float perfectly, it would be roundish, depending on the gravity pull. But if you spin it, it would start to actually like change shape.
Right.
Bulge out.
Yeah, because of the pull of the gravity as it spins.
So technically we are a spheroid.
Yep.
Not a sphere.
But definitely not flat.
But definitely not flat at
all. No, because it's like, yeah, it's just a sphere, as in like it's round in every aspect.
Yes.
It is not perfectly round in every aspect.
But we're a spheroid.
But yeah.
No, I was going to say that's interesting that they're going to re-release Logan in black and white. I just don't know how. Like, to me, that just is like, okay, fine. I would say if they maybe like stylized the black and white, it'd be cool. But like, I don't.
Did you ever see the black and white version of Mad Max, the new one?
No, I haven't. But I don't know why. Like, there's no pull for me to want to. Like, it doesn't. To me, it doesn't add anything to it.
So
taking
this,
the color out of it doesn't add anything to it, unless you put something in that's maybe a little bit more stylistic.
Yeah, so it's less just making it black and white, like stripping the color. And more of a making look moody, so it gives you that dark aspect of it.
So it is some sort of alterations to the black and white color.
Yeah. So what they'll do is they'll use heavier blacks and grays.
Okay.
To basically make because apparently the movie is fucking dark,
mm-hmm.
like in tone as well as obviously in even colors, because like the colors are muted, blah blah blah, with mm-hmm. filtering, about you know science. But they're talking about is I guess they released it. A very long trailer in black and white. First, if you remember, one of the first trailers that came out, the one with Johnny Cash when it first came out, was in black and white.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure some people are like, this movie can be black and white, because they're dumb. Mm-hmm. And then everything else has been color. James Mangold even said the reason that original one was black and white, because the effects weren't done, they were able to hide them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because they're digitally putting in what makeup didn't want to do
mm-hmm.
with like scarring and stuff, like the way it looks, black and white let them give the ability to not have to have that, because color gives it away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, well, there you go. But I guess the people were like there was an exchange on Twitter where at the end Mangold actually said, oh, it's good to know. Maybe we'll work on it. I was like, okay. So it's not like it's not coming out a week after
thing.
It's just because the Mad Max black and white one was like an afterthought that someone had like right before it came out on like home video, like DVD and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like it had already been on a digital, and they're like, oh, by the way, we have this crazy fucking black and white cut that's like super like stylized with the way it works, because we were able to deepen the blacks and make everything that real, real darkish gray, so it's real fucking dingy. Because there's a part, if you don't remember, if you haven't seen or don't remember, Mad Max Fury Road, where the fog rolls in.
Yes.
And it's essentially black and white.
Yeah.
Yes, and the reason they did that is to emphasize the blood, mm-hmm. because when you see the blood on him, it's a stark difference between the bland background and the bright blood that's on him.
Uh-huh.
And even the man himself was bland because he was dirty
mm-hmm.
And very tandish. So it's an interesting little thing to come out. Hmm. The one last two things that I would like to bring up, the two big trailers that we got this week.
Yeah.
Michael, yes. Would you like to start talking about a little bit of Guardians first official trailer?
So dope.
For Guardians?
Yeah,
for
Guardians. Volume 2. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, if you don't know what we're talking
about. A couple things to stand out. Gamora talks.
A lot, actually, in that one.
The first time in any trailer, right? I think it's the first time. She might have yelled at one point.
These trailers?
Yeah, actually, thinks of her first line. Yeah.
So that was weird, because I was thinking there's something wrong with her, and she's not talking in this one for some reason.
She hasn't been,
but she's talking.
Yeah,
so that's cool. Batista, or I'm sorry, Drax steals the show every single fucking trailer that's been released, which is odd. Especially when you got Baby Groot, and like the funniest part is still Batista every time.
Great,
Drax. Batista is a good name for that character too. If you think about it, it could work.
Yeah, but. Drax is the name. So.
Rocket Raccoon, dope.
Had another great line in this one too.
Yeah,
the whole
that using the wrong eye to wink.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Because the whole the thing he says to him is fantastic mm-hmm. in the way, because it's very sarcastic in a way. And then when he goes to give the wink to Peter, but he does the eye facing everybody he's talking about,
yeah.
is a great way to show like that, like. Just him as that character, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's the same one. That's the other line I'm talking about is the the Welcome to the Freaking Guardians of the Galaxy, and he didn't use the word freaking, is another one of those lines where the first part of that line could have been left, and that's it, and it would have been fantastic. Because we all know that's not what he was meant.
Yeah.
But then when he says it, you're like, oh, he meant fuck! That's fantastic! go ahead, sorry.
And Baby Groot, still super adorable.
Yeah. There's so much part, more, too.
There's one... You get the feeling, Baby too, Groot, that, like...
Buckle up.
Yeah, that Baby Groot doesn't do anything until maybe the end. Because we've seen that part in the trailer where he goes after that guy.
Right.
But there's a scene now, they're in that space, or the in the ship, in the Milano, and he's just trying to hold on, and he's eating candy at the start of it, looks like. And then there's that scene where Gamora's battling, and Baby Groot is just out there waving to her.
She's just,
and she stops and waves at him, and it's all cute.
And of course, the plug-in of of the Walkman to this. Which all looked like, basically, that all looked like the beginning. Not the eating Skittles, what looks like Skittles,
right,
in the spaceship when he says buckle up. But the Gamora talks to Star-Lord, the Tecmo Bowl thing, which was hilarious. Baby Groot plugging in the...
What's that? Is that a rifle?
Yeah, because that whole thing looks like it's the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're on a mission to stop this creature that's obviously coming to terrorize somebody or something. So they're being paid for that. That whole sequence seems like that's the beginning of the movie, and it's like you're seeing them as a team together.
Yeah,
and that comment that you're talking about, where Star-Lord says to Gamora, is that a rifle? And it's like, he's like, well, you know what a rifle looks like? He's like, no, like, swords are your thing, rifle's my thing. So, like, or guns are my thing. As I thought, you know, that sort of, that is just showing them, like, they're still building as a team. And there's obviously, like, a thing between them still. But yeah, I like that a lot.
The final part of that trailer, and you guys have to fill it in because I can't remember exactly what's said, is where Star-Lord's leaning up against the frame of one of the doors, and he's saying something. That's what I can't remember saying.
Well, it's a voiceover part. He says, sometimes the things you're looking for are right beside you the whole time.
Yeah, and then,
Drax
comes up to him.
You're right, and he's
right,
jumps.
You're right, he jumps. Yeah. It got me. Yeah. It was hilarious.
That's good. And then the big part of this trailer is the reveal of...
Ego the Living Planet.
A.K.A.
Star-Lord's Papa.
Star-Lord's Papa.
Yep, A.K.A.
Jack Burton.
That's right, Jack Burton, son. Kurt motherfucking Russell. Boom, with a beard.
I was waiting for him to say in that part, I am your father. Like, you know,
they can.
To
they,
Star Wars.
They technically can use that.
But they didn't. Well, I mean, they still could change it in the movie
if he
itself,
said that,
but...
would he have to chop off his son's hand?
Yes.
Fuck. I don't think he'd have to.
That's a rule.
I think it is, though. If you're in space... And you say that to your son that
as
you didn't know.
As far as I know,
it's
only happened once, though.
Yeah, but that's a precedent at that fact.
It's a precedent, but one that still could be changed. It's not a fact.
Let's set that. We'll see what happens.
So, like, we weren't on fucking board with Guardians already, but super on board the whole time. It's great. But the one trailer that we got that made me go, holy fuck, because we've seen some trailers for Alien Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been good.
Right.
And I've been excited about it because I know what the movie is. And I like all the other movies in the series. You know, if you forget those other ones that didn't happen. This fucking trailer was bonkers, son.
So the trailer Mike is speaking of is the first official trailer for Alien Covenant.
Official.
We've had three different things before this.
So, that's all so dumb. Why is there 14 trailers and this is the first official one? Like that's
I agree with you. It's dumb. So we had a teaser. We had the sizzle reel, which I believe was from New York Comic Con, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
We had the last week or beginning of No, it was last week. It was end of last week.
It was end of last week that we got
the prologue.
Yeah, the prologue.
The prologue came out.
It was 15 minutes long or whatever.
About 6 minutes long. Yeah.
6 minutes long?
Yeah.
That was long.
I know, right? It's like so much happens in it.
I so wanted it to be so much longer.
Yeah, I know, right?
But yeah, so you get that introduction to the crew and that's it.
Yep. So it kind of sets up. The reason they did it is they want to give you the fans, not anybody, normal people, because you're never going to set their minds in a certain area. They wanted to give the fans a kind of a glimpse of what's happening because the two things we saw before that, the teaser trailer and the sizzle reel, don't really give you anything of story.
Mm-hmm.
So the prologue is essentially what a prologue does always. And the prologue is there to set the tone
mm-hmm.
of what's happening. So you get to see them, and the whole premise of the prologue, and I'll spoil it for you, is the captain, who is played by, why am I spacing his name right now? Not Seth Rogen, the other one.
Danny McBride.
Nope, the other one. He's the pilot.
James Franco.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's the pilot. So this is the first time we've really seen him in any of the video, any trailers. Yeah. We saw a picture, found out that picture's from this prologue. Oddly enough, released the week before the prologue. You see him, he's feeling under the weather. He says, I'm going to go ahead and go back to my cabin, and then says, so-and-so is going to give a little toast right before dinner, and I'll see you guys on the other side. So what you find out is they're getting ready to go into hibernation as the ship is making its long trek between empty space, which they don't need to be a part of.
No.
So this is their last supper. So the name of the prologue is The Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool the way they do it because you get them, he leaves, it's all somber. She makes a speech, and they start having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And during the fun, you see Walter, played by Michael Fassbender, who right now is assumed to be an android.
I'd imagine that he is the same android. Not he's not David, but he's the same model
yeah,
as
so
David.
There's online, there's some outlets that say he's a rebuilt version. He's a rebuilt android of David.
No, I don't think he's possible. Either.
Then there's more official word coming from a description of the movie that Walter is a newer version of the same model that David is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you see him doing some medical stuff with some lady. They start having fun. One of the ladies starts choking.
Mm-hmm.
And if we all know from alien movies, if someone's choking, most likely something's going to erupt from their chest or their backs.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy fuck, this prologue is going to like, it's going to get right to the, like, it's going to right to the edge. She's going to start like bulging and then it's going to cut, right? He walks over, slaps her on the back, and she coughs up whatever it was.
Yeah.
And he says, I always got your back, which is a little funny android joke.
Yeah.
Everyone has a good laugh. She's like, oh, thank you very much. And then someone says like, what, you know, would we be lost without you or something like that. And then,
really?
Oh, she got all of that.
Damn.
Jesus Christ. There's like literally this paragraph, like a good 6 inches of fucking paragraph on that screen. I don't know why.
Sorry, she got all that.
Yep. She did get all that. And so you see it, and then like that's fun, and then it literally is, that's it. Like it's just, they're going. So the whole thing is they're getting ready for hibernation, so Last Supper together. And then boom, a few days later, we get the first official trailer.
Yeah, which starts out with a bit of that initial prologue.
Yep.
And then slowly devolves into a
fucking
horror
movie. Yeah, like, it is legit. There's gunfights. There's obviously aliens. And it's cool.
I was surprised with how much they showed
I actually think it's the opposite. I think they didn't show a lot of it. Yes, we see quite a bit of the alien, but I have a feeling there's way more than we're not seeing.
And there possibly is, because you get a bit of those flashes of one of the guys fighting in with that more
white one. They call it an albino.
I'm talking about like right there at the end
you see
where the one alien that looks full on classical alien
xenomorph,
is banging his head up against the cockpit window
of that weird
truck thing. The first time I saw it, I thought it was like a weird little ship.
I think it's like a platform lifter thing. You know, you put stuff on it, transport over. And it's cool because one of the scenes that you see right before that is the red. I call it the red hallway, but it's the hallway dimmed in red.
Yeah,
and the fucking xenomorph is bouncing off the walls, like it's running at somebody or somebody's. And it's literally skidding around the hallway. And like at one point, it literally goes from the floor, runs up the side, and then jumps across.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it like flex and change position in the air. You're like, man, fuck you, non-physics-based piece of shit.
Right?
Like, goddamn.
Right?
But then like the unhuman, when I say human, like humanoid stance it takes in both the scenes you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Once in that hallway, because no human being in any right mind can move that fast. Go from wall to wall with no problem, but be that shape, where like their legs bend and like their shoulder, like a shoulder would, mm-hmm. where it rotates more far, like farther, like, and it's just moving so fast, and that sound it makes, that inside its throat scream.
Yeah.
And then you jump to the platform, you see a glimpse of it as it tilts, she slides, then you jump to Danny McBride, who starts to sigh relief, and then, like, you see it headbutt the glass from his shot. Like, you didn't see it before that. You see it headbutt the glass, the windshield, as Mike was saying, of the cockpit. You see it. It jumps the other side. And you see it hit two more times. Scene cuts again to it sprayed out on all fours and fucking growls.
Yeah.
And is just fucking intense.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, for sure. I mean, I already threw my money at you a while ago when I saw that sizzle reel of, like, just murder by alien. But now you have, like, multitudes of my money.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Jesus Christ, it looks fucking gorgeous.
Yep.
Terrifyingly gorgeous.
Really want to see that. Is there any 3D that they're doing? Because Prometheus was 3D.
No, I didn't see anything yet.
It'd be amazing if it was. Go see it over at the Cinema One.
Cinema One's not 3D, though.
No, but I mean, like, for audio.
Oh, yeah,
wise would be amazing.
For sure. Wide format for dopes. Yeah. Those are the two trailers I want to bring up because they're both space stuff and they're both fucking dope as shit.
Yeah.
Two different kinds of dope, too, because the one was like sci-fi horror and the other one's like sci-fi action comedy. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
sold.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch them both.
Yep.
A lot of space movies this year.
I like it.
Show's all about space stuff.
And then next week, we get to talk about Logan on the podcast.
Fuck yeah, we do. Fuck yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. All right, so look forward to that.
Yeah, you get our honest opinions as normal. No sugarcoating shit. If it's terrible, we'll let you know.
Yeah, because we've let you know a lot of X-Men movies were shit.
Yep.
And I don't think this one's going to be, but if it is,
I'm hoping
I'll be disappointed, but I'll tell you.
It'll be a glittery piece of shit if it is, because it looks gorgeous
in
its wrappings, but it may be a substanceless piece of shit.
You don't ever want to unwrap a turd.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Is that a saying?
It is now.
It is now.
Insane.
All right. That's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Man.
I am Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
On a round earth.
Yeah, it's in like sphere.